T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Our favorite rant guy is at it again. We'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. Nobody freaks out better than Chris Russo.
The best. About look. I'll get to the stats when he gets to the ranting.
Okay. But he's just one of the great all-time ranters of all time. So we've had a lot of fun with him over the years with that Green Bay Packer trivia.
Oh my
trivia
goodness,
rant
was so good, right?
We probably have to get that one back in the system, I think, after our erasure. You determine the music today on a Way Back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Or at BWKC on Twitter. He puts up the Spotify playlist after the show as well. Wednesdays are weird. Fesco in the Morning, all one word on Spotify. You can check that out after the show today. It's all over the place. Better? Dare we say better? Without Tyreek Hill? Robert Griffin III on ESPN says Mahomes indeed will be better without number 10.
Oh, 100%. Mahomes will be better. And it's because the Chiefs decided not to replace Tyreek Hill with just one guy. They brought in Juju Smith-Schuster, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, and Sky Moore. And then they have Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman, and Justin Ross from Clemson fighting to make the back end of their roster. That's depth. Mahomes is going to have playmakers, and the variability in their skills is going to help him actually play more efficient, because when Tyreek is not there, Mahomes' passer rating is 103.1 with 8 touchdowns and 1 interception in 5 games. So Tyreek actually makes him be less efficient because he's forcing the ball to the fastest guy on grass.
Okay. I don't personally like when you reference like the very limited time they didn't play together. Look at the numbers when he... Okay, he had to do something different in those particular games. But maybe it translates to going a different direction in other games futuristically. But I never liked, in 5 games they didn't play together, here's what happened. Okay, great. It was 5 games he didn't have him.
Yeah, okay, I do like that.
He played the other games with him. But it is natural. Like, if he's on the field, yeah, I want to get Tyreek Hill the football.
Right.
Any and all ways. And if I can get him 50 yards down the field, great. If I can dump it to him underneath and have him... evade people, like throw it to him on a third. How good was he at third downs last year?
Mm-hmm.
Where you needed a third and short, you just got it to Hill. He found his way to a first down. But now you don't have that, and maybe it allows you to see a little bit more of what's going on. Maybe it allows you to explore other avenues of this offense we haven't even seen yet. I love the possibilities of it, and I think RG3's got a point. Like, and make him a better quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of Patrick Mahomes needed a little bit, too. I mean, at the end of the year, we were talking about Patrick Mahomes, like, well, really, like, the eye test this year, it wasn't that good. Like, it wasn't what we're used to, right? It was still a phenomenal year, but it wasn't like the normal year that we're just used to, you know, with Patrick Mahomes. And you know, there's a lot of times, Josh, no matter what you do for a living, you get stale, it gets boring, you know, you want to have something fresh and something new. I felt like last year watching Patrick Mahomes, and again, this is just my perception, whether it's right, probably not, but this is my perception. I felt like they looked bored at times last year. And by having a new offense and new weapons and new schemes and new things to go out there and do, I think it's going to rejuvenate everybody. And I think it's really going to rejuvenate this offense. I think it's going to make this offense overall better. There are more weapons. There are more people. There are more areas of the field and players that you have to worry about out there than you've ever had to worry about before if you're an opposing defense. And what I like most about it is you're going to go for probably at least 6 weeks where nobody's going to have a freaking clue what you're doing offensively because it's so different. The league had figured this team out, as we saw with the way that the season ended. Now, everything that they've established over the last 4 years on how to stop the Chiefs out the window because it's completely different. They don't even know what they're going to look like on game day, let alone opposing defenses know what they're going to look like. I'm just so excited about this. And we're not going to learn a whole lot in training camp. Oh my gosh, look what they're going to do. I just can't wait for, you know, September 11th, that first game. And in Arizona, when you're on the sidelines of the Super Bowl site and you're going to be up there front and center, watching that team from the sidelines, best seat in the house. We'll all be watching on television, and we're going to see stuff we've never seen before. And that gets me excited.
Yeah, no, I think there's an opportunity for him.
Thank you, Ned.
To be better, to be better from all this, right? to be better off, to unlock an offense, not be reliant on having the fastest man in the NFL and the possibility of a 50-yard plus touchdown at your disposal.
Yeah.
It may unlock a little bit more of the game that was lacking last year.
Sure, absolutely. You ever work in like a group when you're in like elementary school or high school or college or whatever it is, like four or five people have to get together for a class project and the smart person usually takes over and does everything, right?
Those class projects.
Those were awful, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of what the offense has been. Ah, Tyreek will just take over. Forget about it. You know, now everybody feels like,
well, you got to step up and do your part.
Well,
let's go.
Not only step up and do my part, but I'm going to do my part and get rewarded for it now too. You know? How many times was Mecole Hardman the number one target last year? Zero?
Zero, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now he's got the possibilities of being the number one target, yeah. Knowing, hey, I'm putting all this work in. I'm going to get the opportunity to show it on Sundays. I'm going to get the opportunity to catch some passes. It's going to pay off. And so for guys like that, for MVS, for Juju, who are trying to have it like bounce back years, if you will, I just think there's so much good and so much fun and so much excitement and the possibilities with this offense. I can't wait.
And then based on Tyreek Hill's comments, if he was so unhappy about his usage last year, who's to say that wasn't in the locker room?
Right, exactly. Who says he wasn't?
I know
wasn't
they're saying
they've
said the right things here and what have you, but who's to say there wasn't that extra pressure? I'm going to get him the ball.
He's over here bitching. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, better look for him or, you know.
Right, and that brings down a locker room.
You don't know.
Because we've all done stuff over the course of our lives to acquiesce to the person who's making the most noise and complaining to them. All right, fine, just do this to keep this guy quiet, right? We've done all that before in our lives. Maybe they were doing that with Tyreek. All right, fine, we'll throw him the ball. He won't shut up.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Now that all this stuff is coming out, who knows what it was like inside that locker room?
Yep. RG3 also believes Mahomes is going to go on a rampage.
I do think Tyreek Hill's comments have motivated Patrick Mahomes in a special way. Now, the Chiefs have to be smart about the way they do this. And like I said, they added all those new additions to their wide receiver room. So talent will not be the issue for the Chiefs. It'll be chemistry. And like I said, Tyreek has motivated Mahomes. Mahomes is already like prepared like a mad scientist, the way that he works and the way he approaches the game. But Tyreek has really got him ready to go full Walter White on the rest of the NFL.
I need more on where the Walter White reference comes in. Is he talking about being a chemist, or is he talking about being like, is he talking about killing a lot of people in his wake here?
I don't know. Or just getting the blue out there. I don't know.
Yeah. So which is it?
It's gonna revolutionize things with the red.
Like, is he a mad scientist creating all these plays, or is he a combination of everything is what Walter Wright is, creating all these great chemistry
and
formulas.
Get out of my way.
And then get out of my way. Yeah. I'm coming for
you. I'll go with that. RG3 is on the right side of things when he says that the Chiefs are the best in the AFC West.
Oh, 100%, Greeny. They're the best team because they dominate that division. They've won it time and time and time again. But I think a thing that we are kind of missing here is that what the Chiefs need to do moving forward without Tyreek is lean on their running game a little bit more. In 2019, when they won the Super Bowl, they ran for 100-plus yards and multiple touchdowns in every game in the playoffs. And I think that with Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a couple of other backs that they brought in, Ronald Jones the second, and then Jerick McKinnon bringing him back, they need to feature that a little bit more. But the last time I checked, the Chiefs still have Andy Reid, a Hall of Fame play caller, and Travis Kelce, a Hall of Fame tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Andy doesn't want to hear about that run.
RG3, I you're screaming to the clouds.
I've tried, man.
We've all done it. Okay. We've done it. Just don't bank on that. All right.
He had a great stat though, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Every playoff game that they won, they ran for over 100 yards, right?
Yep.
Got to run the football. You got to be balanced. And that's a knock on Andy Reid. That is a knock on Andy Reid. In that game against the Cincinnati Bengals, you never tried to run the football. Why does he get like hives if he tries to run? There's like a shock collar. No, can't do that.
Don't know.
Seriously, like, why doesn't he run the football?
I don't know. It's a great mystery.
Does anybody know the answer? Is that going to be the great mystery of life? Like, what are the great mysteries, the Mount Rushmore mysteries in Kansas City sports?
I'm not Rushmore in here.
Number one has to be why Andy Reid doesn't run the football, right? What are the other three?
I don't care.
NBA or NHL?
Not Rushmore.
Good day, bad day, Kansas City?
Not Rushmore. Not gonna debt. He's one of the great ranters of all time, Chris Mad Dog Russo, now with Mad Dog Radio. One of the founders of Sports Talk.
Yeah, one of the godfathers of Sports Talk Radio, no question.
Sports Talk Radio. He does a little First Take as well now,
right?
Where I don't know how your volume can handle he and Stephen A. But anyway,
I mean, those are the two all-time screamers going at each other, right?
Russo was mad. He wanted his son to come home for Father's Day.
Well, who doesn't want their son there? My dad wanted me too. It didn't work out this year.
His son was in Wisconsin where he goes to school, tried to get a flight.
Why is this kid in school right now? So he doesn't want to be around his dad, so he's staying in Madison for the summer.
It's Madison.
You're right, it is. It's Madison.
Hey, if his kid made it through a year and now is staying in the summer, he's done good work. Most people flunk out of that school.
Yeah. What a great town, though, right? Like, you're like, it's Madison. I'm like, yeah, it's Madison.
Yeah, that's staying. You got to survive that.
Yeah.
You got to survive Madison.
Survive in advance. It's not graduating.
They've had a reputation for not. Yeah,
Have you been there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You partied in Madison, right? Cool B-Dub, have you partied in Madison? I did it one time.
Good college. Really good
college
town.
Man, what a fun time that was. They had a brat and a burger on the same bun and fish bowls full of booze.
You can't escape the brat and burgers. They're everywhere. But yeah. Madison's always had a reputation. But anyway, he couldn't get back because of an airline.
Right. And so this past weekend, 14,000 domestic flights were canceled or delayed in the United States because of staffing issues for airlines. So this wasn't something that was unique. Staffing issues for airlines.
Mad Dog got all mad.
We'll get Jason in Madison, Wisconsin. And speaking of Madison, Colin Russo did not get home this weekend. So I got a burr up my fanny on Delta Airlines.
Delta
for the birds. The airline should be embarrassed. I'm getting off the deep end here, but the airline should be embarrassed that all of America couldn't fly anywhere for the last 3 or 4 days. 22% of flights canceled on Thursday, 18% of flights canceled on Friday. Hey, Delta, I don't need an apology to NBC. You know, your job is to make sure you get a plane to Madison, Wisconsin, and get my kid home for Father's Day weekend.
This comes from Awful Announcing.
He has like a Lewisburg rant every day,
he's amazing. I could flip off the handle. But according to Awful Announcing.
And Delta, I never heard of them.
Delta airlines.
I know.
I stay away from Delta.
Is there any airline worth its salt anymore?
Not really, no. They're all canceling flights.
Right.
But according to Awful Announcing, last year, he mentioned that for Father's Day, his kids got him edibles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he wants Sonny Boy.
Yeah, so maybe.
But he lives in New York. Did you see the
son was going to come home and buy him edibles, and son couldn't get home. And again, imagine Chris Russo on edibles.
Well, imagine being in New York City and just walking down the street every other block, and there's a big green bus parked there that sells this stuff where you can just walk in and buy it. I saw a story the other day. There's one edible van that's been parked in New York and has $500,000 in parking tickets.
And they don't care. Because they're making it up.
They're like, we'll just pay it. We're going to pay it. You don't have to announce this. They don't care. But they're making, that goes. So he can go get his own edibles.
Yeah. Who else in sports needs the edibles?
Well, I've got a
Russo
list.
Apparently does.
I've got a list here. Number one, all the PGA Tour defenders right now that are screaming about the PGA Tour and mad that are people going to the LIV Tour. You need an edible. Okay. It's okay. They're going to go make their money. It's okay. It's golf. The baseball hardos who are out there right now, right? There are very few of them still, but the ones who don't want to change the game at all, that think the game is fine, you need an edible. And finally, anyone against the NIL that currently works in college sports, you need an edible.
For Father's Day weekend!
Anyone else that should be edibling? 913-586-7610.
Here's a good text from the text line. My wife had two cancellations with Delta on Saturday. She was on standby for three flights before she got home. I saw a tweet from somebody who goes, I was stuck in Roanoke, Virginia. It took me 4 days to get back to KC.
Hmm. I am at Burlington Junction.
Burlington, Missouri. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who is on your needs an edible list, Josh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the college sports people, I would say, do.
You don't?
I mean, I think they need an edible to get by.
Well, I think the ones that are fighting this.
I don't think it's about denial. It's about getting by in that stupid system that's there now. You can't possibly work under this.
Well, I just think it's the people that are trying to deny it's happening and don't want to let it happen. Those folks, there's that edible camp,
but also the ones that are just there, like, you got to figure all this out. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It does. It really does. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be an awful job.
You'd want to chill just because it's awful.
Yeah.
Figuring all this out. I'm fine with the kids getting
their money. What's coming to them?
I have no
problem
with that.
It?
I would hate to sift through the stuff.
Right.
What's supposed to be there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Airline industry for sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Why are they so bad at what they do?
They're really, really bad at their job right now.
Yeah. Now, a lot of pilots are retiring because they've hit the 65 limit, and a lot haven't come back to work.
Well,
I'm not even saying
the on-the-ground staffers. I think all those people are great. It's whatever's going above them that screwed up the whole system.
And they were bad before the pandemic. Yeah, their customer service has always been ass.
Yeah, no. The people making the decisions are bad. Bad, 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 bad,
right.
bad, 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 bad. 913-586-7610. You can continue to weigh in. Gronk is undisputed. I'll tell you why next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
So this is Ace of Base's second song.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot that. You selected the music today at 913-586-7610. What are the odds that Stables commercial had Ace of Base?
I know.
In there
how crazy was that?
Or Spice Girls or whichever one. I remember.
Right. What a great day. Ace of Base day here on 610 Sports Radio, right?
I don't remember which one it is now. But you request the music at BWKC on Twitter. And 913-586-7610, you're responsible for this today. It's on you. It's on you. Other people that should have edibles.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says Tyreek needs to get off them.
Probably.
I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Spectre.
What?
After canceling Shout It Out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bob in 2012 before the rant.
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Skip Bayless needs all the edibles.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because there really hasn't been much to yell about since 2012.
Legend Bob.
I was waiting to see what you're an expert on there.
They all got deleted.
Legend Bob.
Which, by the way, I'm going to say this on the air right now to remind all of us. So BW better be listening because this is on you. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Billy's birthday.
Legend Bob.
So what are we doing to celebrate? People have been asking.
It's a valid question.
Yes. So tomorrow is Billy's birthday.
What would Lowe's do?
Probably a lot. They'd probably get him a cake. Is Ellen still here?
You know what I would do for Billy? He could pick all the music on tomorrow's show.
Ooh,
absolutely.
I do like that. B-Dub, reach out to him and get a couple of songs for his birthday. Let him pick all the songs.
Billy can select the music.
Yeah, I do like that idea. Yeah. That's a good one.
Billy's playlist.
Billy's playlist. I do like that.
If he gives
you
a full playlist, then there you go.
Yeah. So happy early birthday to Billy, but I'm saying it now so we remember tomorrow.
That's correct.
Somebody wants to let Billy host tomorrow.
Legend Bob.
Nine one three 586-7610. Text line in for better or worse remains open for you at any and all times. So Gronk retired yesterday, allegedly. I did look up. It's week 11. That's a late buy.
No, it's a late
That's
buy.
That's a late buy.
But it may be for the stretch run, though.
It's like end of November or something. I mean, it's like a long time away. So I guess I would think he'd be back before the buy. But you could bring him back just before the bye, and then he has the bye to recover.
Yeah. Give the extra week off.
So
day game after a night game.
He
West Coast hours.
Has announced his retirement, but as we know, he's just one phone call away from Tommy.
He's just one call away
to being back.
How many times do you think Tommy has tried to already call him and get him back?
I don't know. I hope he leaves him alone this time. Like,
let the dude.
Seems like Gronk doesn't. He's done. Just let him be.
Patrick should call him and bring him here to play with Trav.
Yeah, I think it's worth a phone call. Yeah,
might as well try.
Want to partner up with Travis Kelce and see how this thing rolls. Drew Rosenhaus told Adam Schefter in a text, quote, "It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back, and Rob answers the call." That's just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do this again. I'm like, I had to look at it. I'm like, is this a tweet from
2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this a tweet? No, it was yesterday.
No, and immediately Rosenhaus put this out there. He's seeing commission numbers go down with Gronk retiring. He's like, I got to get this guy back on the field somehow.
Yeah.
Well, let's not do anything quite yet here. He didn't get the ball enough in Kansas City. Oh, wait, wrong player. Sorry.
I don't want him just doing a podcast or anything. I want him playing. Says Rosenhaus.
Mm-hmm. Did he say that?
No, he didn't. I wish he did. What's Gronk going to do now? Podcast? Nobody wants those. Sounds terrible. Does he have some things he needs to get off his chest?
We wanted to get a deal done with Tampa. Then we saw what, you know, the average rate was for a wide receiver, and Gronk's like, I'm not playing under that number.
No. Gronk's going to go do podcasts now?
It needed to be said.
No, it doesn't.
Does not. Nothing does, needed to be said.
Does not. But, he walks away to me like the undisputed best tight end of all time.
I agree.
And there are very few, I think, spots where you say, that's just, boom, the greatest. Most of them are up for debate. Mm-hmm. Heck, even Tom Brady's up for debate. I don't feel like it should be, but Tom Brady's up for debate.
Yeah.
Like his greatest quarter. Yeah. Tight end, there isn't. Like, he's unbelievable. I wish TG and I wish Kelce were right there. They're not.
Mm-mm.
Kelce maybe has a chance. Maybe has a chance to catch some stuff, but Gronk was the best. He was the best at his position. I think that's definitive. To me, as much definitive as the only thing that I can come close to is saying Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer of all time.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't think that should be disputed at all. He is the greatest closer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big gap. There's a big gap behind him, and there's a big gap behind Gronk.
There is a huge gap.
And there's very few of those spots where you can say that.
Yeah, in all the professional sports, I think when you start to look at the landscape, you know, the bar stool arguments like they like to have, you know, and conversations that people like to talk about over a cold one and some fries is like, who's the best running back of all time? We could sit here for hours and debate who the best running back is of all time. You may think it's Walter Payton. I may think it's Barry Sanders. Somebody may think it's, you know, Emmitt Smith. Who knows? And you'd have that debate all day on who the best running back is. You mentioned the quarterback. People think it's Joe Montana. People think it's Brady. People think it's Mahomes. People think it's Rodgers. People think it's Manning. You could have that debate all day. Who's the greatest pitcher of all time? People will debate that. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? Some will say Babe Ruth. Some will say Ohtani. Some will say DiMaggio. Whoever.
Hank Aaron, Willie Mays.
Like there is a litany of people you can talk about. Who's the greatest hockey player of all time? Even the great one, there's debate on that. Some will say Bobby Orr. Some will say Mario Lemieux. Like, there's a debate on who the greatest of all time is at
Rocket
that sport.
Richard.
Rocket Richard. Yeah.
Rocket Richard.
Either way, right? So
dang, that soundbite's gone too.
It's totally lost. So I think
all we're left with anymore. Jesus. Yeah.
And it needs to be said.
That's all we got.
That's the only drop we have.
The only thing that's left.
Yeah. Did we fire that guy who wiped out the system yet, B-Dub? Did we get an answer on that?
Found the culprit yet.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
We do have that one back. So
slow. It's a slow build.
Other than, and you're right about that closer, but I know people would try to make the case for Lee Smith or Teddy Huguera. Remember him? I don't know why his name came to mind.
Teddy Huguera.
Who is the guy that has the...
Teddy Huguera.
Remember Teddy Huguera?
I do not remember Teddy Huguera.
He played for the Brewers.
Never heard of him.
Who was the guy for the Brewers?
Teddy Huguera.
Not the Brewers. Yeah, Teddy Huguera was a legit big leaguer in the 80s. He was like fat and probably smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
Look up Teddy Huguera.
Never heard of him.
Who was the guy Jeff Reardon. People would make a case maybe Jeff Reardon could be the best closer of all time.
Eckersley is the only one I've
heard about. Dan Quisenberry. Like, you know, there's Wade Davis. There are some.
Raleigh Fingers, sure.
Yeah, I think it's Rowley.
What was the one you mentioned?
Teddy Huguera.
Teddy Huguera.
Yeah.
H-I-G-U-E-R-A. Yeah. Yes. Brewers.
Yeah, he was a Brewer. I wanted Teddy Huguera on my team all the time when I was a kid. I'm like, I like that guy. His name is Teddy. He's named after a bear.
I remember his Donruss baseball card, but I don't remember him.
You don't remember him playing, but you remember his baseball card. Yeah. Because
that's probably one of the 500 ones that you get in each pack.
Yeah, exactly. He was a common card back in the day. What are you laughing at?
He had a 9-year career, no saves. I mean, it's not like he's in the closer conversation.
I didn't count saves back then, right?
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
He didn't have enough saves. No, yeah. He was a 200-inning guy. No, yeah. he was a starting pitcher.
He was a starting pitcher. Yes, and whatever. He threw a baseball in the 80s and was overweight. Get off my ass. Every other position question in sports has a debate. There's no debate. Gronk is the best tight end in the history of the NFL, and there's no question about that whatsoever. He's no Teddy Huguera, but he is.
He's clearly not.
He is the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL, and there's just no debate. And it's really bizarre. Other than, you're right, Mariano Rivera closer and Gronk a tight end, you can debate everything else in sports. But those two, you can't.
Nope. You can't. And Rivera's a dumb, wasted cause. He's the best.
Yeah, you're right.
He's the best.
You're right.
Eckersley might have had a chance if he was a closer his entire career.
Sure.
Maybe.
But he gave up one of the most impressive, famous home runs of all time to Kirk Gibson, you know? Of course, Mariano Rivera blew the 0-1 World Series on a flare by Luis Gonzalez, I think. Or maybe it was Troy Council, Trevor Council, Terry Council.
Timmy Huguera.
Who's the name of the council guy that manages the Brewers?
Craig
Council?
Yes.
Maybe it was him that got the hit. Yes. I don't remember.
Craig City Council.
What is Teddy Huguera doing? Get him on the show.
No, I don't think that
was. Let's ride.
Don't know if we can find him or not. Still alive. Okay. It's always a question, right?
That's what I was checking right there.
Oh, Teddy's still with us.
64 years old.
I mean, there's no question. Yeah. Teddy's still around. He's probably a scout or a minor league instructor somewhere because he fell in that era where they really didn't make enough money where they could retire and just live life. Like Billy Sample wearing Velcro sneakers back in the day. This guy, Teddy Huguera, needs to be on the show.
I'm typing in, where is Teddy Huguera now? I'm just not doing it. I refuse.
Somebody out there's got to know. Somebody out there has a friend that saw Teddy Huguera at the airport.
One of baseball's all-time greats would have been just an ordinary Joe here in Kansas City. We'll discuss next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
If you've been wanting to debate, they say Jerry Rice should be undisputed.
I mean, you can make that case, sure. But I think people would argue with you about Jerry Rice, right?
Someone would probably give you like a Randy Moss or something.
Yeah. Steve Largent.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
No. Teddy Huguera, no.
Teddy Huguera. No. Justin Jefferson.
See Teddy Huguera of wide receivers? No. No, they would not. Would not.
I mean, people would say Michael Irvin, he was called the playmaker, right?
Kelsey's going to have more yards than Gronk. And Kelsey has a chance. But the touchdown number is still so far. Gronk had 92 touchdowns.
Correct.
92 touchdowns in his career. 57 for Kelsey.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, he's going to pass him on yards. He's going to pass him this year on yardage. But,
yeah. But touchdowns, man. God. I'm almost double.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane, right? That's a big, big, big gap.
Yeah.
Maybe he does catch him, right? Maybe he does. Who knows how long Travis is going to play. Yeah. But as of right now, he's undisputed.
Text line 913-586-7610. You guys are morons. Thank you.
No, that's not all that guy. You should read this guy's entire text thread over the last 24 hours because it starts with balsamic stinks.
Yeah, here's a guy that's just needs something. Just a little pick-me-up. I don't know if we can provide it. Apparently, no.
You want to go through them all? Because he started yesterday at 11:26.
11:26 during Cody and Gold. Balsamic stinks.
Right.
Colton Miller stinks.
That was at 11:50.
This unit is more important than the one player, but they got to get this figured out. Can't go into a year without a left tackle. Laremy Tunsil is an elite. He's paid like it, but he isn't. Fraud, Fesco, and the idiots. Are you dumb? This is the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. You guys are morons.
Dude needs an edible.
Gronk is the best, but he leads no major statistical categories. Adds up like 2 plus 2 equals 5. KU degree on full display. Man, I hope you find something that makes you happy today, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a bitterman party of one, dude.
That's all.
Texting from mom's basement.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you're upset for 24 straight hours texting a radio station.
Right.
Still listening.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Preferred 3-1.
He does need an edible, right? I mean, I feel bad for people like that. I really do feel bad for people who, when you go back to their text threads and everything is just so negative.
Yeah.
You got to cleanse that, bro.
A all-time great baseball player. I'm not going to say he's the greatest ever.
Because he's not.
Manny Ramirez was being honored, though, by the Red Sox. So he was back. He was on the Red Sox television broadcast.
Man Ram.
And for some reason, he had utter Kansas City out of his mouth. Could have used Cincinnati. Could have used...
Odds he ever played in Cincinnati. Maybe with the Dodgers he did, yeah.
Could have used Oakland. Could have used Miami or something. You know, one of those would have felt a little bit better. But they got on the topic of Derek Jeter. And Manny says that Jeter would have just been an ordinary dude if he was in Kansas City.
There's a lot of pressure playing in Boston. There's no getting around it.
Ask the guy.
I mean, really.
Hey, but you got to understand this. If you haven't played in Boston or New York, you're not in the big leagues.
Man, that's true.
Hey, it's like if you put Jeter in Kansas City in those years.
Right.
He was just a regular player.
Yeah. You put him on that big stage and hit 400 in the postseason for many, many years.
Oh, there's no doubt about
it. No doubt.
He's the greatest in the history.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Place. This is a tough place to play.
But he make you better.
I will.
Make you better because you got to be ready.
Every night.
Because they will let you know.
Oh, yeah.
They will let you know when you're not right. But that make you, to be honest with you, when I was with Cleveland, I was playing and I was a good player. But when I came to Boston, I got better because the fans, they will let you know that you wasn't playing right.
Okay. It's quite a bit of I don't disagree with. I just wish he hadn't drug us through us.
We wouldn't be talking about the story if he played in Cincinnati.
No, not at all.
We're talking
not
about because he mentioned Kansas City.
He said Kansas City.
But therein lies the problem with baseball right then and there.
He says you're not in the major leagues unless you're in, you know, Boston or New York.
And baseball's like, yeah, we agree with that. And that's the problem. Like, you can't be a star in this game if you don't play in Boston or New York or even L.A., right? The only way you can be a star in Major League Baseball.
And it's not just L.A. So Ohtani had 8 RBI last night against the Royals. Right. Royals beat him. Okay. Right.
Royals win.
Royals beat him. And Ohtani had 2 3-run home runs and drove in 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost.
And they lost the game.
So he tied a Major League record for most RBI in a loss. Okay. You can't even be L.A., Bob. The discussion I saw with on ESPN today was, man, imagine the teams are going to be lining up for him after 2023. Because he's maybe not long-term for the Angels.
Right.
In L.A.
Well, like, people will say that's not even L.A. That's Orange County. It
right.
doesn't count as
L.A. You know what
LA.
I mean? Like, yeah, it's a very select. So you're talking about the best player in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might just go somewhere else so he really blows up.
I mean, in all honesty, unless you're playing for the Yankees, it's hard to be a superstar in Major League Baseball. That's the way the sport has worked. And when he said that about Derek Jeter, he's right. Derek Jeter was a great baseball player. He became a greater baseball player because of what he did on the stage.
He wouldn't have been on the postseason stage here.
Right. Not at all.
It had really nice numbers.
Right.
And we probably would have loved him, right?
Yeah. And then when he would have left after 6 years.
Right. But he made his bones hitting 400 in the postseason. Whatever,
right.
You know?
It was unbelievable in the postseason. Both offensively and defensively was just a wizard in the postseason. Sorry, Ozzie Smith, to steal your name.
But also the pressure that is mounted, I think, it's true. Like, Boston and New York will show up to tell you you stink.
Oh, they will absolutely right? be there they to will, tell you you're awful.
We don't go and then push on social media. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's a different pressure, different level of pressure. You can elevate, you can crush some people too.
Absolutely.
People can't live up to that spotlight sometimes in those cities and could thrive better at a place like Kansas City. But for some others, it might elevate their game. Like Manny Ramirez said, like, hey, I was a good player in Cleveland, but man, elevate my game being under the spotlight and the pressure and the everything that Boston has to offer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's true.
It is true. And it's true for baseball because on the flip side, where Manny Ramirez is sitting there saying Derek Jeter couldn't have been a star in Kansas City, you turn to the most popular sport in the country and the biggest star in that sport plays in Kansas City. And that's why the NFL continues and will always be the most popular sport out there. Because while you have a Hall of Fame baseball player sitting there saying you can't be a big star outside of New York or Boston, he's not wrong about that. Football looks at it and goes, oh, you want to play in Green Bay and be the quarterback? You can be a superstar. The greatest player in the sport right now plays in Kansas City.
Yeah, you'll be
right?
fine.
The greatest quarterback of all time is rooming in Tampa right now with a bunch of other senior citizens and hanging out. You don't have to play. Some will say if you play in New York, you're not even in the NFL right now because the Jets and Giants are so bad. So it's amazing to me on how different and drastically different the two sports are. If you're not in Boston or New York, they don't give a lick about you in Major League Baseball. But in the NFL, anybody can be a star on any team in any city. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. NFL players don't have to sign with a coastal team to get their marketing deals, right? That was always the big fear with Travis Kelce, right? Oh, he's going to want to go to LA and get all that, you know. No, he can do that just fine here in Kansas City. In Major League Baseball, though, that may be the case. Maybe the NBA is the same way, too, right? The NBA, they always say, is better when the Knicks and Celtics and teams like that are good. Maybe that's why LeBron had to go to L.A. to get all that kind of hype with the theater and all that kind of stuff that he's into. In the NFL, you can play in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and be the biggest star in your sport. In Major League Baseball, if you're not on Broadway, you are not the biggest star in your sport.
Yeah, it's a problem for baseball. It's a problem for baseball. I don't even consider it like a shot at Kansas City. To me, it's an indictment of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That even a player says.
It is, yeah.
I played Cleveland. That didn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, I had to get on the stage. The stage was Boston or New York.
Right.
Or, you know, probably the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah, at the end. But it said from the 913, I still say Manny would be a regular player if he was in Kansas City during his career. Correct, he would be.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He would be, yeah. And he'd only been here 6 years. I mean, there again, we're talking about it right then and there. Therein lies the problem with baseball. You can play for like three teams if you want to be a star in baseball. And that's it. Another one from the text line, Johnny Damon, a good example. Yeah, look when Johnny Damon blew up and became the superstar. He was really good here in Kansas City, but once he went to Boston and became the caveman and then went to the Yankees after that, forget about it. Everybody was talking about Johnny Damon. Mm-hmm.
Well, then became a Hall of Famer-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
There was actual conversation about Hall of Fame.
Right.
That wouldn't have happened here.
And he said he wants to go in with a Royals cap on, which is even better.
That's great.
That'll
I do like that.
Piss him off in New York and Boston.
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez.
First time New York and Boston could agree on anything. Why is he wearing a Royals hat?
Yeah. I'd love to be mad at Man Ram. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I just wish he'd said, like, Cincinnati.
But I think that's something baseball needs to look at.
Yes,
go,
it is.
Oh,
it
you
is.
Know what? Maybe we would be better as an overall sport if everybody felt welcome at the party.
Right.
Right?
Someone didn't feel like I have to play 6 years somewhere and then go somewhere bigger in order to make a name for myself.
Right. Yeah, or you're at the party, but you're at the kids' table, right? It's Thanksgiving Day and you're stuck at the kids' table and you're missing all the good conversations. That's what baseball is.
Kids' table's the best.
It really is. There's no drama.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hang at the kids' table. It's not a shot. It's great. Stay out of all the other crap.
Yep.
Just hang with the kids. You once took that as an insult. It shouldn't be an insult.
You took it as an insult when you were like 12 and 13 and they put you at the kids' table. I'm big enough to be at the adult. Now get back down there to the folding chairs and the table that doesn't work and three-prong forks.
Mm-mm. Don't even say three-prong forks.
Ugh. Who invented that? Talk about useless crap. The three-prong fork? Are you kidding me? Ugh.
You're not going to go Mad Dog here, are you?
And my nephew sent me a picture of him eating at a restaurant with a three-pronged fork over the weekend. Uncle Bob couldn't eat here.
For Father's Day weekend.
The three-pronged fork is a scam. How are you supposed to get anything on that fork? And it's so sharp.
Father's Day weekend.
Pokes you in the mouth.
Careful.
The three-pronged fork is a joke. It should be outlawed.
Legend Bob.
He's an expert on fork prongs.
Basically, it just needed to be said.
I hope it's the case.
The man responded back, whose text thread we read it on the air. He says, you just read my entire text thread live on air. Sounds like I'm in your head a little bit.
No, not at all.
No, it sounds like we're sorry. We feel sorry for you,
man. Yeah, I wish you had something better that we could do for you.
Yeah, like we legitimately feel bad for you. It's got to be a sad world in which you're living.
It's just very angsty. It's very angsty.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to be your release for your texts.
We're probably the only ones who've ever texted him back.
Maybe.
Probably.
Don't text Cooper Kupp.
And I'm not talking about from the radio station. I'm just talking about in general.
Period.
Yeah.
In life.
Basically, it just needed to be said.
Did you read the Witt text here? So this means Witt's for sure leaving, huh?
Vern's been saying we only have five years left.
It feels like it. It feels like that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Under baseball's rules.
Yeah.
Current setup. Vern's been saying it. Prepare for, after this year, five more years of Bobby Witt. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll move on.
Yeah, just resign yourself to that. Now, there is going to be a new collective bargaining agreement.
And then he'll probably say da-da and be one of the biggest stars in the game. Right? Vern's been saying that for a while. Like, just, you got to maximize MJ Melendez and Bobby Witt Jr. now.
Now.
Because at the end of it,
they gone.
Yeah. It used to be like a question. Oh, can they do it? Vern's been very definitive on that one. Like, prepare. This is your shelf life for this guy.
Right.
He's going to be too big.
Yep.
To think that he won't want to go to one of those other big places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame him.
Or have Texas sign a big contract.
Texas will probably sign him because
feels like a Rangers.
Absolutely.
Feels like a Rangers step in, throw a big money contract.
And by then it'll be like a $400 million type of contract or something like that. Yeah. Something that they're not going to be able to match under these current economic situations in baseball. But, you know, again, baseball's done it to themselves. They cannibalize themselves. Every year that goes by and every year that people feel like their team doesn't have a chance to win, you're chasing fans away. But they don't seem to realize that, right? They just don't seem to realize that. Or maybe they do realize that and they don't care. And one or the other, because we shouldn't have to be having these conversations. Manny Ramirez shouldn't be sitting there talking about how you can't be a star.
Well, I don't think they don't care. They just know they can't do anything about it. You can't. Nobody does what's best for the sport anymore. That's the sport. The sport side, business side that I've always talked about.
Yeah.
If we were all about changing the sport, we could do amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You can do amazing things to change the actual on-field, on-court, on-whatever product. But most of the time, it's hung up in the other stuff, money.
Let me
ask
you this.
And baseball's so hung up in the money by the haves that you can't possibly pull it away from them.
Let me ask you this, though. If baseball ended up shutting down for an entire year because of a labor dispute, but came back with the identical rules of the NFL when it comes to labor, salary cap, salary floor, all that kind of stuff, would you be back? I'd be back in a heartbeat, and I think you'd have more fans than you have right now. If you shut this thing down for a year and ironed out a legit, we're going the way of football, we split all our revenues, all our TV, everything gets split evenly except the generated money that you make at your stadium, and we're going to have a salary cap and a salary floor, and everybody's going to be on the same level, baseball would explode.
You have a chance to create more fans, yeah. You'd have some mad ones too, probably.
There'd be people that are ticked off.
The markets like having their dominance over you,
right?
But overall fans, but it's just never going to happen. I mean, I'm resigned to the fact it's never going to happen. You can't start this league over.
No, you just can't.
If you could, we'd make it better.
Right. But
anyway, sorry to go out on that depressing note, but
yeah,
yes, enjoy Bobby Witt Jr. and his two home run nights while they're there, including hopefully tonight as the Royals finish off their.
Night game in Anaheim, right? Off day tomorrow, and then they're back on Friday.
Former Mayor Kay Barnes is going to join us on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, for his weekly visit. Mm-hmm. Rob Riggle's going to drop by as well.
And it's Billy Coons' birthday.
Ahead of Big Slick, and it's Billy's birthday tomorrow. So who knows what's in store. If you missed any of the show today, you can catch it at 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. Listen anytime, anywhere. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next here on 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.